Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Acupuncture's My Life. Now, in today's episode, I'd like to go over a topic in which I've been messaged and requested to discuss quite some time ago from a young lady in Colombia, South America, which was a pretty interesting conversation we had over the Acupuncture's My Life app. And this is why, if you don't already own the app, download it. It's free. So many benefits to owning the Acupuncture's My Life app. But she and I got into a conversation because she was concerned about a bad habit of hers that she wanted to let go of. Can acupuncture really help her with this one issue? And I said yes, and it sort of made a left and got into it serving as a habit that can actually lead to breast cancer. And it sort of shocked her. And she was glad she owns the Acupuncture's My Life app and to actually find that out. So she requested if I can do a podcast discussing certain habits that can lead to breast cancer. And I said yes. And I put it on the schedule, and I do apologize. It took so much time for me to get to it. But yes, there are habits in which women engage in that can lead to breast cancer. And breast cancer affects millions upon millions of women around the world. Breast cancer affects a ballpark of 1 in 9 women globally. Meaning 1 in 9 women, approximately 1 in 9, will develop breast cancer in their lifetime. And although there are many factors that can contribute to the development of this disease, there are some choices that we make in our lives and certain habits that we have that can play a significant role in the development of this disease. And unfortunately, so many women are unaware of it. And this is why I'm constantly saying, along with your annual visits to a physician for your annual checkups, make regular wellness visits with an acupuncturist. All right? That is very important. Because there are many women out there who, let's say, for example, aren't performing self-examinations on their breasts. And if you're seeing your physician annually and also seeing your gynecologist, you'd be trained as to how to look for this and what to do. Okay? So this is extremely, extremely important for many of you to look to practice. So if you don't know how to perform self-examinations for breast cancer, you can sit with a female acupuncturist, but see a physician, see your gynecologist. Because this is one of the best ways to catch breast cancer early. And it also allows for women to become familiar with how their breasts should look and feel. So it'll make it easier for them to spot any changes immediately. another bad habit some women have that can lead to breast cancer is not getting screening mammograms. It's important that you do that, because mammograms are an important tool for you to detect breast cancer early. And this type of test can find tumors that are too small to be located with your hand. And if you're a female who does not get regular mammograms, you're at a higher risk of developing breast cancer. Especially if you're over 50 years of age. Because if you're over 50 years of age, you'd want to get a mammogram done like around every 2 years. Another habit, let's see, that can cause breast cancer, smoking. Yep. Smoking. You want to reduce your risk of breast cancer, try and avoid smoking. Now, tobacco, albeit is linked to a myriad of health issues, including cancer. But smoking cigarettes can increase your risk of developing breast cancer like 20-fold. Because if you smoke as a young lady, you have somewhere in the ballpark between 20 to 30% higher risk of developing this disease. You want to quit smoking? I think you know what you should do. And you got it right. See an acupuncturist. You want to quit smoking? See an acupuncturist. Acupuncture is great for that, helping you with that. Understand something. Health is wealth. The wealth isn't under the doghouse in the backyard. It's not in the shoebox in the closet. Nor is it under the mattress. And the wealth is not in your pocket. It's not in your wallet. Nor is it in your purse. And believe it or not, the wealth isn't in the bank. It's not in an app on your phone. It's not in a cryptocurrency account. As well as it's not in a safe, the wealth is in you. That's where it's at. And I'm sure this is why you listen to Acupuncture is My Life podcasts. I'm sure that's why. But now I'm going to give you 2 seconds to guess. And I know like at least 70% of you guys out there listening are going to know the answer to this. Guess what else is a terrible lifestyle habit that can cause breast cancer? 1, 2. Boom, you got it. Drinking alcohol. And the ones that didn't guess it, I know you're smacking yourselves in the forehead right now. Like, I should have known he was going to say that. Excessive drinking is a bad habit to have, and it can lead to breast cancer. Alcohol consumption increases your risk of developing this disease. And this is why you always hear me touting, like, leave alcohol alone. Plenty of room temperature water if you want something to drink, or herbal teas. You see, because women who drink more than, let's say, around 3 alcohol beverages per week have a higher risk of developing breast cancer than, guess what, those that don't. Think about that. Take a second and just give that a little thought. Let it sink in. And another bad habit is diet, a terrible diet. Yes, poor diet can contribute to the development of breast cancer. And this is like eating like a lot of processed foods, especially. You want to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables because that can reduce your risk. You want to maintain healthy weight, being as active as possible, keep the stress levels down, cortisol levels low so that you can avoid excess weight gain. This is why I say see an acupuncturist. Because being overweight or obese is a huge risk factor for breast cancer. Because excess fat tissue tends to produce hormones that can promote the growth of cancer cells. Gotta see an acupuncturist as well as exercise. Because lack of exercise is another bad habit. Just sitting around playing on your phone, watching television, running your mouth with your friends, or just, oh, I'm bored. You get bored? Yo, dude, go grab a jump rope or do some calisthenics. Go for a jog. Go for a brisk walk or a bike ride or something. When you're done, watch how you feel. Watch how you feel. You see, regular exercise is a super important way to reduce your risk of breast cancer. And there are plenty of studies out there that have shown and proven it. Women who are physically active have a lower risk of developing breast cancer. And these are women who exercise at least 30 minutes a day on average. Yeah, you're going to miss a day here and there. Not a problem, but just be active. Just move. Don't just sit around. Sitting around is just not good for you. It isn't. And ladies, guess what else? Certain types of birth controls. Why do I say this? Because oral contraceptives that contain estrogen and progestin can slightly increase your risk of breast cancer. Especially if you've used them for more than 10 years. This is where you speak to your physician about the pros and cons and then sit with an acupuncturist. Hormone replacement therapy as well. That's another contributing factor to developing breast cancer. Because many women turn to hormone replacement therapy to relieve symptoms of menopause, such as night sweats and hot flashes. No, go see an acupuncturist. If you find yourself faced with hot flashes and night sweats, get yourself to an acupuncturist. Some even turn to hormone replacement therapy to prevent osteoporosis. See an acupuncturist. Because hormone replacement therapy has also been linked to an increased risk of breast cancer. You want to reduce your risk? See an acupuncturist. I know some of you are like, got that locked in your head. See an acupuncturist. Because you see, an acupuncturist understands that the breast is traversed by the liver meridian, and the stomach meridian passes through there too. Okay? And you see, women heavily rely on the Chang meridian, the Ren vessel, the Chang and the Ren vessels, let's just say, as the root, which also depends on essence chi of the kidneys. So it gets really detailed when it comes to breast cancer in women, and more times than not, an identifying pattern can be, let's say, liver depression with chi stagnation, where a woman would feel or notice firm lumps in the breast, and there'll be distension and pain, but there'll be no change in skin color, and they'll experience like a sort of impatient or melancholic mood, there'll be oppression in the chest and distension in the hypochondrium, irritability, poor appetite, bitter taste in the mouth, and so forth and so on. But you know, prolonged emotional depression can lead to endocrine disturbances. Again, see an acupuncturist, great for dealing with mental and emotional disorders. But also an imbalance in sex hormone levels and over secretion of estrogen. You see, persistent stimulation of estrogen can result in a loss of control of cell division, giving rise to potential cancer of the breast. Now, obstruction of spleen qi and deficiency of, let's say, liver and kidneys can disturb qi and blood and cause a disharmony in the chong and the ren vessels. But you know what? I'm not going to really like confuse you from starting with the letter F and moving forward, because many don't understand A, B, and C when it comes to the chong and the ren vessels and the liver meridian and stomach meridian. So I'm just going to say, sit with an acupuncturist to discuss this. And it'll give you a clear drawing, really break it down for you where it's like, oh, wow. If you're suffering, if you've been diagnosed with breast cancer, along with seeing a cancer specialist, you should also be seeing an acupuncturist as well. You really should. Again, because this is why I say make acupuncture a part of your life. Because acupuncture is my life. What's yours?